West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The City of Temple on Monday dedicating their newly expanded and modernized City Administration Building and City Hall to honor longtime educator and councilman for two decades, William Simmons, who passed away 8 years ago this month.
Spanning 4,674 square feet, the expanded structure now features modern meeting chambers for City Council, Municipal Court, and community use. Improved service areas for additional office space. Upgraded technology to enhance efficiency, transparency, and communication. This facility is not only a place of administration, it's a hub of civic engagement and a space where citizens and leaders come together to shape the future of Temple.
Temple Mayor Michael Johnson addressing a crowd of Simmons family and friends.
The building proudly bears the name of William Simmons, a dedicated public servant and lifelong advocate for the people of Temple. Mr. Simmons served our city with integrity, compassion, and a steadfast belief in community-driven progress. His leadership helped lay the groundwork for the very growth and development this expansion represents today. Naming this building in his honor is a tribute to a man who believed in the power of local government to uplift, connect, and empower its people.
And Simmons was a Harrelson County educator for 32 years, serving as a teacher, coach, counselor, and principal. He served as a councilman for the City of Temple for 20 years. A bond had not yet been set as of Tuesday morning for a 65-year-old Temple man facing numerous misdemeanor charges after he was accused of leaving a fire on his property unattended and the fire spread to damage or destroy several nearby properties. Investigators say on March the 19th at approximately 4:30 p.m., Carroll County Fire Rescue responded to Enterprise Drive in Temple, where personnel found a large uncontrolled fire actively spreading across multiple yards, causing significant damage to a house and a shed, and posing a threat to other surrounding properties and structures. Carroll County fire crews, along with Georgia Forestry, were able to extinguish the blaze. The initial investigation at the scene revealed that Gerald Powell admitted to burning leaves and cardboard boxes in a pile around 9 o'clock a.m. in his backyard. Powell said he believed he extinguished the fire around 11 a.m., then left for the store. Further investigation determined that the unattended fire escaped the initial burn pile, then completely destroyed Powell's home and property inside, destroyed a neighbor's shed and its contents, caused damage to that neighbor's home, partially destroyed another shed and its contents in another neighbor's yard, caused damage to a third shed and a vehicle, caused minor damage to tools in another yard, and burned the yards or lands of seven different properties. A 58-year-old Villarica man accused of starting a fire that damaged nearby property over a period of several days has been released from the Carroll County Jail after meeting a $2,500 bond. According to investigators, on February 28th, around 1 o'clock p.m., Carroll County firefighters responded to the area of McCurdy Road, where they found a rapidly moving fire in a large wooded area behind a residence. Fire also destroyed a shed. The Georgia Forestry Commission assisted by cutting a fire break around the wildland fire to prevent further damage. The initial investigation determined that Eric Sauls, a McCurdy Road resident, started a burn pile that got out of control, helped by high fire danger weather conditions. 2 days later, around midnight, Carroll County Fire Rescue returned to the same area, found at least two vehicles on fire. Units extinguished those fires and nearby grass fires. Investigators determined that the fire that started 2 days prior was still actively burning in the fire break and ignited dry vegetation. A gazebo and two vehicles were also destroyed. Then the next day, around 7 o'clock p.m., Carroll County Fire was called out to the address of the initial fire in response to an illegal burn, where they found the man who started the fire several days back, Eric Sauls, was burning outside again. Fire personnel advised Sauls of the high danger fire risk due to weather conditions and that he was, quote, not allowed to burn, according to the investigation report. At which time, a neighbor of Sauls who had property damage due to the initial fire approached firefighters to make sure they would not allow the current burn to continue. Sauls then reportedly approached the woman and asked if she wanted him to roast a marshmallow for her, and that she was not going to control when he burns. The two were separated by fire personnel, and crews made sure that all fires were extinguished. The end of the 2025 legislative session. That means, among other things, local school boards have a better understanding of the monies that will be passed down to them for the 2025-2026 school year.
Legislative session is over, thank goodness. Seems like all they target is education and not for the good. Too many politics involved and not enough care about public education, unfortunately. So our next big step is budgeting. The state has set their budget and has given us some preliminary numbers to that. So we're working on that diligently, and we'll have our announcing later on our dates for our budget hearings, our budget meetings, and then our approval of budget in June.
Jerry Bell is superintendent of the Harrelson County Schools District. The City of Carrollton on Monday announcing the return of the Locals Live concert series, the first show being April 25th at the Amp with Saved by the Band. The Atlanta Metro-based band bills itself as the premier provider of songs you know. Saved by the Band's massive set list draws from the 1980s, 1990s, and this century, and includes hits from Weezer to Whitney Houston to AC/DC to Young MC to Violent Femmes and many more. All events at the Amp are free. No professional photography is allowed during the shows at the Amp. Visit CarrolltonGA.com/amp for updates, venue guidelines, and policies. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the NewsTalk1330.com website, and the NewsTalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the NewsTalk1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington reporting.